The U.S. Secretary of Agriculture, Brooke Rollins, announced in July a plan to reorganize the department, citing the need to decrease spending and bureaucracy. That plan is not final, but the current proposal includes consolidation of tribal relations programs and personnel, according to the memorandum of the decision. But leaders of the First Alaskans Institute say that could diminish tribal voices and harm regional agriculture and food security. Last month, the nonprofit submitted a comment to USDA about the plan, asking the agency to consult with tribes. Apargaruk Roy Agloin is the president of the First Alaskans Institute.
Food security for Native communities, it's not just a policy issue. It's really a matter of survival, cultural continuity, and self-determination.
The USDA Office of Tribal Relations was created in 2010 after tribal farmers argued in court that the department discriminated against them. Tikan Galbraith is the chief operating officer of First Alaskans Institute. He says that the USDA's reorganization plan might move the Office of Tribal Relations from the higher-up secretarial level of the department. He says the change could diminish tribal access to USDA programs. Galbraith says that access to USDA programs is especially important in light of the changing environment.
The change in the migratory patterns and the decline for many of the species has raised the question for a lot of our communities of how do we continue to provide protein security for our tribal members.
USDA did not respond to the comment the First Alaskans Institute submitted last month. However, the department did respond to a request for comment from KNBA, calling the proposal plan a first step to, quote, right-size USDA's footprint, end quote. It added that the agency's critical functions would not be affected. In Anchorage, I am Alena Naidin.